This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, good Sunday morning. Total Information AM on the Voice of St. Louis KMOX. It's also Good Father's Day, and we are joined now by Johnny Rabbit. Johnny, and I don't know if you heard my roaming St. Louis segment earlier, but it was at the Black Mountain Wine House, which is next to the Gaslight Theater in Central West End. And I know
right,
you're going to
remember.
A little birdie told me that you're going to talk about theaters.
Well, I will talk about theaters, and thank you, Scott. First, some places of interest from last week's walk on Vandeventer, such as the Art Deco Hamburger Bar Diner, cool place between West Pine and Lindell. And there was Adolf Stetcher's very futuristic Shell service station, northwest corner of Vandeventer and Lindell, and right next to the AAA building, which was noted for that big, tall thermometer outside. On the southeast corner, there was the Congregation Sherry Emmett Jewish Synagogue, name stands for Gates of Truth. In the early 50s, it was replaced by the mid-century modern headquarters of the Order of Railroad Telegraphers. Telegraphers, they're gone, but the building's still there, kind of looking worse for wear. A few years later, in the basement of the St. Louis Medical Society building, which is right up from Vandeventer, right across from Kenrick Park, there was a very curious museum of quackery. You entered from a door in the alley, had to ring a bell to get somebody to show you around. One artifact was a bicycle built for two, and there were two human skeletons, real ones, on the bicycle. The place closed 38 years ago. Let's go to North St. Louis in the late 50s into the 60s. Most, I guess, realistically, almost everything is gone. But there are exceptions like Crown Candy Kitchen, North 14th and St. Louis Avenue, where really time stands still, thanks to the Carantias family, who started it 111 years ago. It's now under the care of Andy Carantia. Now, when you go, I suggest the Johnny Rabbit Original Banana Malt. Good for you. The place is just like it was in the 50s and even before. Well, an even older business is Mark's Hardware, 2500 North 14th Street, in a building that's been a hardware store for 149 years. Steve and Andrew, the Marx brothers, no, not the ones from the movies, they're in the place today, and they keep the past alive. Go there. See them. See it. It's something. North St. Louis covers half the city, and like the South Side, there are many contiguous neighborhoods, and we'll visit a few of them. Greatest attraction, of course, was Sportsman's Park, originally the Grand Avenue Ball Grounds. That dated to 1867. Most famous games played there could be the World Series of 1944, the Streetcar Series between the Browns and the Cardinals. The Cardinals were the victors. The place became Busch Stadium 1 and was home of the Browns until owner Bill Veeck shuffled them off to Baltimore. That was in 53. But the baseball Cardinals stayed there. And from 60, there were the football Cardinals. Well, both the Birds teams called it home until Civic Center Busch Memorial Stadium opened on April 4th, 1966. In that first game, the Cards beat the Milwaukee Brewers 6-4. Like the rest of the city, there were several Northside movie houses, but due to TV, the flight to suburbia, demographic changes, and other factors. All their days were numbered. We'll visit some now and have more in 2 weeks. First to give up was the O'Fallon on West Florissant at the Warney Triangle. It opened in 1910 and made it all the way to 59. A few blocks east to Grand and West Florissant, the Tower Theater. That opened in 27 as the Florissant. 20 years later, it got a major Art Deco facelift that included a tower for whatever reason. I don't know. And that's how it got its new name. It lasted until 1970. There was a classy circa 1914 Lindell Theater on North Grand, just north of the stadium. Central High was two blocks east. Beaumont High was two blocks west. Architecturally, it was really great. A Spanish motif inside and out. Held 1,600 people, making it the largest theater in the north side. The end of the Lindell came at 4:15 a.m., May 8, 1961, when after a very heavy rain, its big marquee crashed to the ground, sounding as if a bomb had been dropped. It would never reopen. In the once heavily German neighborhood, there was the Bremen Theater on Bremen Avenue at 20th Street next to Hyde Park. It gave up in 68. The 1926 Baden Theater at 8201 North Broadway was in another strongly based German neighborhood of Baden. It held on until 1965. At 5036 North Broadway in a manufacturing area, that was not all that successful. The Lowell Theater had a short run from 1927 to 1954. Two of the best-known Northside movie houses were the Northside, N-O-R-S-I-D-E, catty corner from Fairground Park at North Grand and Natural Bridge. It was a modern design with lots of neon, noted for glider seats, too, all on one floor, no balcony. Far more up-to-date than the Lindell, just a block away. Northside opened in 1937 and closed in 1969. In Walnut Park in the west end of North St. Louis, just one building south of Bellefontaine Cemetery on Riverview was the Rio. Started in 1932, it was the last theater to be built in St. Louis before World War II. Rio closed in 73. It was torn down and became a parking lot for Lombardo's restaurant, which was right at the corner of West Florissant. My thanks to neighborhood topic suggestions, like from listeners Elaine Stern, longtime KMOX producer, Maureen Jacko, who grew up in Baden. We'll visit North St. Louis again in 2 weeks. Next week, we'll talk about St. Louis dining spots of the 70s. And on Thursday, June 25th, I'll have an Oasis program at the center of Clayton about restaurant food, wine, beer, coffee, and more. Reserve a place. It's easy to do. All you have to do is contact oasisnet.org or just show up before 10:30 a week from Tuesday. And tomorrow, the Muni comes back to life with Les Mis and Gabe Hardwick. He's the guy in charge of the cooling fans. Said the fans will be on full blast. And by the way, this coming Thursday is my hard to believe 70th anniversary in radio. Wow. Now with the magic of radio, we'll flip a switch to hear Mr. Sunday Morning, Scott Jacob. What the switch? I did. It flipped. Then there he is, Scott Jacob. It is magic.
Here I am. Yes, 70 years. Like what in the world? 70. That is amazing. Congratulations on that. Big fan. All right. Johnny Rabbit, we'll see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.